A time when President Bush is talking of a massive and long-term undertaking in Iraq is hardly the most propitious time to discuss a new military undertaking.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
And yet, the administration cannot gracefully turn away the appeal of United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan for 2,000 troops as part of a peacekeeping force of 5,000 for ravaged Liberia, the country that Americans brought into being as a homeland for liberated slaves. America's last intervention in Liberia was in 1996, and then only to help evacuate Americans and other foreigners threatened by the Civil War. Now, perhaps hoping to avoid another military engagement, Mr. Bush has called on the besieged President Charles Taylor to step down, as he promised to do last month as part of a ceasefire agreement. Nigeria has offered him asylum in the Idi Amin tradition. But UN diplomats say that Taylor refuses to go without assurance of immunity from a war crimes tribunal that he faces in Sierra Leone. It doesn't help to improve the atmosphere any that the Bush administration has chosen this moment to announce suspension of military aid to 35 countries, supporters of the International Criminal Court, that have refused to promise immunity from prosecution for Americans. But the question of military involvement continues to hang over the Bush administration. Officially, the president is still considering his options. But yesterday, the National Security Council failed to agree on any course of action. Secretary of State Colin Powell was said to have argued that accepting a limited role in a peacekeeping force would shore up the president's standing on his tour of Africa next week. But Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was said to have argued that between Iraq and Afghanistan, the U.S. military was too stretched to undertake a new mission. At another White House meeting today, Rumsfeld was reported to have expressed doubt that there was any compelling American interest in the Liberian Civil War. That sounded like an echo of Mr. Bush, who said during a presidential debate in October 2000 that Africa was not one of his top priorities. In Monrovia, even rumors that the Americans were coming led thousands of Liberians to celebrate outside the U.S. Embassy last night. But the chances are they will not see American soldiers soon. This is Daniel Shore.